looking ahead to Phoenix, how, you know, you really feel like you can't have it afford another letdown in a game that probably should win. Do you say anything? I mean, do you think that's fresh in those minds?
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't afford a letdown in that game. You know, it's almost like, in my way of thinking, I'd like for that to be just how we approach. But in this case, there's some parallels. You know, there's some similarities there. As far as a team that, you know, is not, who's been playing pretty well though, and has, you know, has had injuries, and, you know, but, you know, they're fine. They're a better team than the last time we played them, no question. That's similar with Brooklyn, I think.
Yeah, they were together. After the break, they were coming together a little bit.
Yeah.
If any update on Gordon or questionable? Like,
I think the same. Yeah, he's just questionable. So,
is that kind of put another onus on Rodney to kind of have another big night?
Rodney was the one that ended up with shots, but there was everybody that, you know, Shelvin almost has a triple-double. Rodney clearly stood out. You know, I think Fabe got some good looks that I believe he'll make. You know, Joe was aggressive, even though, you know, I thought he hit some timely shots. It's going to be that type of effort again. Mm-hmm. You know, Raul made some big shots. So. But obviously Rodney, you know, Rodney's a guy that can put the ball in the basket.
From your perspective, what are the biggest strides he's made from last year to this year, Rodney?
I think his ability to play through mistakes as much as anything and not think about the last play. And, you know, I think defensively he continues to get better. It's something he takes pride in. You know, some of this for these guys that are asked to do a lot of things, you know, that's an area where they can let down. And that's new to him because he's playing more minutes.
Is there a play or two in that Cleveland game with Shelvin that you saw that you're like, he did that he couldn't have done a week ago? Or with these guys, it's the chemistry, that's what you're
doing. There's been a number of passes that he's made that we haven't seen. I mean, there was a skip pass to the corner when LeBron cheated up and was going to go for a steal at the pass to the elbow, and he saw it and skipped it. There's a wraparound pass to Rudy, which is a big pass because a lot of times when people come over, they take Rudy's path to the basket away, they take the lob away. And if you keep your dribble and you have to literally pass around, it was a Milos Teodosic pass. You know, jump up and bounce it. I think he's, compared to the Atlanta game, he was getting some of the same shots. He missed them. He's probably wound tight that game. So I think just there's probably just a subtle difference in a lot of things that he's doing. I see some turnovers that happened early that he's finding a different decision. You know, it's just different. You know, playing, and he didn't play a lot in Atlanta, but when he did play, you had Paul Millsap, Al Horford, you know,
popping.
And now you're going in there, and you have to be smart about not going too deep. And when you get out of there has to be someone to throw to. So it's not just him getting used to them, it's them getting used to him.
He talked about that difference of playing with pick and roll bigs versus pick and pop bigs in Atlanta. Is that, could you work on that with him in Atlanta at all? Or, I mean,
somewhat. You know, I think he, you know, one of the things he does well, he has a good pick and roll game. Now it's different than, you know, he doesn't necessarily do it with speed. He does it more with strength and skill, you know, and some deception. But that, I think it fits him actually in many respects. It's harder. There's more defenders that you have to weigh. You know, it's like instead of seeing, you know, a one-on-one matchup with a wide receiver on a cornerback, you're seeing the zone defense and everybody's shifted and you really have to figure out who's open. And sometimes nobody's open. And you have to do something, you know, to shift the defense in order to get someone open. So from that standpoint, you know, Al Horford wasn't there the year I was there, so they were less purely spaced. There was more of a roller. And the thing I think Paul's game is similar to Faye's as far as the half rolls. He's not a pop guy. But there's a lot. You know, making that pocket pass was something that he did in Atlanta a lot. And I think you see that.
Going back to the injuries. Yeah.
I got one more because I got to talk to this guy.
This is my last one.
Okay.
Would you... Are you surprised at all how well you guys have been able to kind of do everything with the injuries?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, would you have believed that before the season?
No. I mean, I thought the way that, you know, I thought there would be a huge adjustment with Dante. I mean, our progression defensively started with Rudy and Dante. I mean, that was, you know, your catcher and your shortstop. And, you know, so that adjustment, and then to adjust again to Rudy being out, and then Fed, we've had... I think as much as anything, I mean, you've seen different teams offensively, and we've gone through growing pains every time we've had a personnel adjustment. You know, when Fave comes back, it's very different than Trey Lyles, so that kind of takes some adjustment. And it's never perfect, you know. But defensively, it's more noticeable. Just where, at what point in the season, we're at a point now, I think we're more solid defensively than we've been at other times in the year. It doesn't mean we always have a good game, but I think that when I see it, there's fundamentally we're more connected. I didn't foresee any of that. I mean, truly. You know, we played Cleveland the first time, played them really tough, 8-point lead or something, 6 minutes to go. Gordon, Alec, you know, from that group, it's different. So it's a credit to the guys that have stepped up. It's just the consistency is probably the challenge as much as anything.